Today we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 27, entitled Attack by Chanda Vega on the City of Puranjana. Text number 19. Kalasya duhita kachit Trilokim bharamik chati Paryatanti navarishman Pratyananda takashchana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Prachina Varishat, at this time, the daughter of formidable time was seeking her husband throughout the three worlds. Although no one agreed to accept her, she came. If you like to repeat, my dear King Prachina Varishat, at this time, the daughter of formidable time was seeking her husband throughout the three worlds. Although no one agreed to accept her, she came. Purport. In due course of time, when the body becomes old and practically invalid, it is subject to jara, the sufferings of old age. There are four basic kinds of suffering: birth, old age, disease, and death. No scientist or philosopher has ever been able to make a solution to these four miserable conditions. The invalidity of old age, known as jara, is figuratively explained here as the daughter of time. No one likes her, but she is very much anxious to accept anyone as her husband. No one likes to become old and invalid, but this is inevitable for everyone. Kalasya duhita kachit Trilokim varamikchati Paryatanti navarishman Pratyanandata kashchana. My dear King Prachina Varhishat, at this time the daughter of formidable time was seeking her husband throughout the three worlds. Although no one agreed to accept her, she came. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim Yat kripatamaham vande Shri Gurum dinataranam Paramananda madhavam Tam Srimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam vande Jagat Gurum Yasyanukampaya Shvapi Mahabdi Santaretsukam. So the city of the body is under attack, as His Grace Krishna Kshetra Prabhu was explaining 2 days ago. Chanda Vega is attacking the city of the body. And this, in the beginning we think that, I mean when we have good health and we have a younger age, we feel strong and we think we are able to do many things. We feel powerful. So it is like a fight. Like sometimes, I don't know, have you seen, probably you have seen boxing? Yeah, when they do boxing, in the beginning they start fighting and the two fighters, they look strong. And they start fighting each other. But then after they have the round, they have different types of rounds. We have rounds, but they have different types of, they call it rounds in English, right? So they have the round, first round, second round, third round, and then at the end you can see that one becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. Both fighters are getting weaker. Sometimes you find someone who is extremely strong and he's able to defeat every opponent. But also, for how long he's able to defeat every opponent. And this is explained here. Even if they are so strong that in my days, I don't know who is, I'm totally outdated, so in my days was Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, right? Some of you also will remember that. He was the world champion. No one could defeat him for many years, very, very many years. But he couldn't keep it up because in due course of time, there is a stronger opponent who comes and defeats him. And this is described in today's verse as Kalasya Duhita, the daughter of time. It's not a man, it's a woman. It's described as a woman. But do not worry, this is not about gender issues, because she marries everybody, men and women. So she wants to marry someone, not just men, but also women. So this is a very strong fighter. He is defeated by the daughter of time. Known also later on, the name Kalakanya is mentioned. Kalakanya is another. Kala means time, Kanya's daughter. Like if someone says, I want to introduce you, especially for men, I want to introduce you the daughter of such and such. We feel, oh, that's nice. We imagine, oh, a daughter must be a nice girl, and isn't it? Don't men feel like that? But then when she comes, she's too ugly. We don't want to marry her. It's too much. It's no one wants her. It is described here as invalidity, old age. Later on, we will read how she went to meet Narada Muni. And Narada Muni said, I'm a brahmacharya, do not marry. And then he said, but I know someone you can marry. You can marry Yavana Raj. Yavana Raj, his name Baya, fear. But even fear, Yavana Raj didn't want to marry her. He said, no, you can remain as my sister, but you can marry Prajwara. Prajwara is the high fever that comes at the time of invalidity and death, the last period of life. Even before Prajwara comes, Kalakanya, she's so powerful that she's influencing each and every one of us. Whether we like it or not, only devotees of the Lord can remain free from the influence of Kalakanya, to the extent that they or we remain Krishna conscious. Because Kala has the influence of defeating, it's very powerful, the time. Time affects everyone. It is described as the destructive energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we cannot say we are unaffected by it. The body is becoming weaker and weaker. Those of us who are beyond 40s, 40, 50, we can notice there is a difference, some beyond 60. So we can notice that it's not the same, isn't it? When we were 20 and 30. And as devotees, we may feel good about it. In that, we are able to focus more seriously on the process of Krishna consciousness, more inner life. We may feel good about becoming old. materialistic people, they don't like it so much. They may like it because of what maturity brings, but on the other hand, they don't like it because old age brings suffering. And then they try to put it under the carpet by not telling the age. Don't like to tell the age, how old I am. Doesn't sound good. Or by taking different types of nutrition elements, very for health, going to the gym and doing exercise to keep a good look physically. Women may do it with the wrinkles, men also, but women may do it more, trying to put some more cream so that the wrinkles are not noticed on the skin. So in many ways we try to counteract old age. But actually, Bhagavad Gita, we were discussing some days ago the process of knowledge, and one of the 20 elements we discussed was Jamma Mrityu Jaravyadi Dukkha Dosha Nudarshanan. Knowledge means to see Dukkha Dosha Nudarshanan, to see according to scripture, according to Shastra, according to the Guru Parampara, Anudarshanam. Anu means following. Seeing following the authorities. Dukkha, the suffering of the material world. Not in the way that impersonalists, non-devotees or monists may see it, as that the material world is very bad and there is no positive alternative other than becoming one with God or becoming God, the unity with everything, or realizing that we are actually the Supreme. There is no difference between ourself and the universal self. This is the alternative of monist. And Srila Prabhupada explains that generally because there is a lack of transcendental happiness on the basis of the personal relationship with Krishna. There is a strong tendency to jnana and yoga, to negate the material world, as opposed to the process followed by Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas followed the process of divine life, eternal life. No need to annihilate one's identity. There is no need to annihilate one's personality, one's relationships. We can have many relationships as long as those relationships are existing around the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our relationship with Krishna. The other relationships are very good as long as they go around our relationship with Krishna. Anasaktasya visayam yatarham upayunjata nirvanda Krishna sambande yuktam vairagyan uchyate. Everything, real renunciation means that everything is valuable as long as we can see nirvanda Krishna sambande. We can see the relationship that those persons or those things have with the Supreme Lord, with Krishna. So it is very important to keep this aspect in mind when we discuss dukkha, suffering of the material world. Dukkha dosha nudarshanam. Still, to see the sufferings of this elements in life, birth, old age, disease and death, is very important. It's something we need to take into consideration. Because otherwise we may not focus enough on the real life. The real life is the life of devotional service. This is real life. And we find many verses in the scripture where it is mentioned that if we live without devotional service, we are death even though we are breathing. Isn't it? Yes. We are living, so much living, so much experiences, but if we are not connecting to ourselves, to our real self, and to our relationship with the Supreme Self, then where is the real life? Recently I was presenting a seminar in Madrid to a small group of the congregation, like 15 devotees or so, and it was about stories of death and eternal life in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we find many of such narratives in the Bhagavatam. For example, can you think of some narratives of death in the Bhagavatam? Maharaj Parikshit. The seed question of the Bhagavatam is about the duty of a human being who is about to die. And actually, all of us are about to die. Even if we are, you know, more or less younger, the jara, old age, will come. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam in one purport to the sixth canto that when we become 50, we should take it that we have received written notification of death. This is the first written notification of death. Sorry for those who are 50 already, sorry about that, but this is, Srila Prabhupada says it. But one thing to consider, though, is that those who are younger may see, ha ha ha, look at him. Like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of, in India they use the cow dung, these paddies. They use them for lighting the fire. And there is the dry cow paddy, and there is the wet cow paddy. So the wet cow paddy is laughing at the dry cow paddy. Like saying, like the youth, many times they talk about the old people, or old, the old people, these old people. I remember the first time I was shocked about hearing this respect towards old people was with an elder cousin. He's much elder than me. I was a little child. He used to take me for a ride on a motorcycle. He had a big motorcycle, so he would take me for a ride. So once he took me with a friend to see my uncle and my auntie, who live like 30 kilometers away, and he was driving. And he was going with a friend was going in the car riding, and they were talking. They are from South Spain, and people in South Spain, they talk in a very relaxed way. They are famous for being very, very relaxed. More than me, I am half relaxed. My mother is from the South, but they are more relaxed, like very, very relaxed. So they were, he was talking in a very casual way about my uncle. He was talking, saying, it's very difficult to translate that. You have to know Spanish. I will say there are some who speak Spanish, Blanca, and maybe someone more. He was saying, mi viejo this. Mi viejo means my old. They refer to, it's a way of saying among young people, how would you say, there must be an equivalent in English. What's the equivalent in English when you talk about an old person in a way a little... Croatians are also quite relaxed people. Maybe the British are very polite. They don't do these things. I don't know. Do they? All foggies, like that. All foggies, okay. Foggy means it's like, refers to fog, like, is that foggy? Foggy like the... foggy, like nebulous. That's the meaning of foggy.
It just means there's
everything. All foggy. Yeah, it's all foggy. So, all foggy. So he was talking like that. All foggy. I was a little child. I never heard that. I thought, my God, who is talking about my aunt? And never. My uncle. My all foggy like that. My all foggy like that. All the time through the conversation. But one thing we should remember, another perspective on old age is that it is not older he who is more years old, but he or she who has less years to live. No, the older, they can say, okay, maybe I'm not that old. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like one may think, okay, I'm very strong, I'm in my 20s, but if by destiny I have only 5 years more to live, I am older than someone who is 80 and who has still 10 or 20 years more to live. This will be another perspective. And therefore we should be always aware of the influence of old age that can come at any time. We find, for example, the description of Maharaja Yati in the Bhagavatam. He was cursed to become prematurely old. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. And now, to give us hope, the eternal youthful couple, they appear. So, okay, we can find relief by associating with them. Okay, what the other stories of death in the Bhagavatam? Bhishmadev. And this is the exemplary old age. He performs his duty until the end. He fights up to the end. And because he was Ekanta Bhakta, he was fixed on devotional service, he wasn't affected by old age. And he could remember Krishna at the time of death. And Krishna personally came to him to give him darshan. Therefore it is described, like Narada Muni says, that devotees, they are not affected by old age. Even if externally they are affected by, apparently affected externally, but because their consciousness is fixed on devotional service, then they can remain alive in eternal life, in Krishna consciousness. Other narratives of Dhritarashtra, yes, in the first canto. Dhritarashtra is the example of that very materialistic person who was very attached, even in a way which was, we could say, was lacking dignity. Dignity in that he was being maintained by that family who had killed his sons. And he was dreaming to be the king in the palace of Maharaj Yudhishthira. And then Vidura came and gave him a push. By association of devotees, he was reminded, look at you, what's going on? You are dying, don't you see? Look at your liver. Do you see how your liver is functioning? Your teeth fell apart. Your ear, you are deaf. Some of us get it before getting too old, becoming deaf. So you are becoming deaf. You don't see properly. Look at you. Take the opportunity and move on. Take shelter of a spiritual life. Even though he was not able to become a pure devotee due to his offenses, Dhritarashtra was able to dedicate the last years of his life to the intense practice of yoga. Any other like stories? Hiranyakashipu, that's a very important one. We gave one full session to Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj, because there is a big contrast. Hiranyakashipu is the representative of People who try to conquer old age and death through material science, through material endeavor. Like sometimes, I think we mentioned before, injecting hormones, for example. There was a famous singer, he was injecting hormones, actually, I don't know how accurate it is, this I hear, I don't have like an academic quote, but I heard in several occasions, he was using monkey hormones to still maintain sexual power, even though he was more than 70 years old. So he was trying to extend his vitality, even in old age. So this is, Hiranyakashipu is the representative of such mentality, trying to remain not acknowledging the natural effects of material existence, material nature, not acknowledging them and living according to them, trying to fight them by artificial means. But then on the other side, on the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj, he was happily absorbed in devotional service. And he could be killed at any moment. We could say, using the definition mentioned before, we could say he looks older than Hiranyakashipu. Because Hiranyakashipu, he got the blessings of Brahma, he was going to live for very long. He had very few chances to die. And Prahlad Maharaj, he had all the chances to die because he was a little child who had no power to, externally, he had no power to defend himself. And his father wanted to kill him. His father seemed to be immortal, extremely powerful. So, but then what happened? We see the effect of eternal life, life in devotional service, is very beautiful to the extent that even great dangers are overcome. And even if externally the dangers are not overcome, eternal life is waiting for the devotee. Like in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, it is mentioned that when he, at the end of his life, he stepped on the, like, on the head of death. He stepped on the head of death and he mounted the transcendental airplane from Vaikuntha. So for a devotee, old age and death are seen differently than from someone who is materialist. Of course, we should remember that in the age of Kali, things are not that black and white, and devotee and non-devotee are described to live in the same person. And therefore, sometimes, even we are practicing devotional service, we have feelings as non-devotees. These feelings are embedded in our psychophysical covering. And we, unless we are extremely purified, there is a tendency to go through the waves of the natural feelings that a person will experience when approaching old age and illness, invalidity. It is natural. There is like a rebelliousness to accept. These experts, professionals like caregivers for old people, invalid people, the terminal ill, they see that they have observed there are certain processes a person goes through when old age comes. And one of those elements is not to be willing to accept. We don't want to marry old age when it comes, like described in the verse. The good news for devotees, though, is that for a devotee, death, old age and death, is like the mouth of the cat for the kitten, as opposed to the same mouth for the mouse. The mouse feels terrified when seeing the mouth of the cat, but the little kitten feels very happy, very comfortable being transported by the mother. So for a devotee, old age and death is seen as a blessing. In that, Krishna has a plan. Krishna has some mercy in that also. But of course, to realize that, we need to become mature as devotees. And this is our practice. We are practicing for that. We are preparing for the time of death. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Time. No questions. What do you mean? Dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Dosha means the defects. The meaning of dosha is defects. Dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Seeing the bad, the defects of these four miseries. Because if we don't see the defects of life in this way, because there are these four problems, Prabhupada describes it as the problems of life, then we may think that this is a place to stay and to enjoy. But it is true, we are meant to enjoy Anandamayo Vyasat, but we are not meant to enjoy here. We are meant to enjoy our eternal original life, eternal blissful life. Any other question or comment? Yes, it shows the irony of the material world. Oh, it's a lesson. But sometimes we don't look at it. We say it's natural. But for the soul, it's not natural. We don't want it. We don't want to marry Jara. So let's go to the eternal abode where Jara does not, is conspicuous by its absence. This is what we are looking for. So let's go there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.